Thank you for calling the Alabama Unemployment Claims Line. My name is Cameron. I need to advise you this call is being recorded for quality assurance purposes. How may I help you?
Yes, I was meaning to file my claim. I forgot to file it on Sunday.
Yes, ma'am. So you need to file a weekly claim?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, so there's a different number for the weekly claims, and I can give it to you.
Okay. Can y'all help with the claim I've already filed that I'm needing the status on?
Oh, well, no, ma'am. We can't see statuses from this department. We just file claims. But have you tried going onto your claimant portal online?
I have, and it won't let me change my PIN or nothing when I go to it.
And is it not using your temporary, is it not letting you use your temporary PIN either?
No, ma'am.
So you need a PIN reset, ma'am?
I tried to go on the website that y'all gave me to reset my PIN and put in all that information that y'all told me I had to put in, but it won't let me change my PIN on there. It keeps saying PIN error.
Yes, ma'am. And have you been able to file your weeklies before this week? Or have you recently filed?
It let me file it one time, and that was it.
And you haven't?
It wouldn't let me file.
You said it wouldn't let you file it after that first time?
Nope.
And so, when did you file your initial claim, ma'am?
The first one?
Yes, ma'am.
It was on the 14th of this month.
And then you said it let you file your first weekly, and then it wouldn't let you do it after that?
After the one that I filed on the 14th, it wouldn't let me change none of my information or nothing that y'all needed me to do.
So you haven't been able to file a weekly at all?
Not the second one, I didn't.
Okay. So we might need to reopen your claim, ma'am. Can I have your social, please?
417-279462.
Hey, can you verify your first and last name for me?
Bridget Hunter.
And your date of birth?
8/25/1987.
You said 1987?
Yes, ma'am.
And your driver's license number, state ID number?
It's 170-4865.
And the 629, that's, okay. So whoever filed your claim, it has your date of birth as 082597. So the PIN number that you were probably given was 6297.
It was.
So it should have been 6287. So give me one second, ma'am.
Okay.
And I'm still here, ma'am. I'm just waiting on a request. I mean, on a response from my supervisor.
Okay. So they had my information wrong.
Yes, ma'am, because I'm looking at it in the computer right now, and it has it as
082597. Yeah. And I've done it over the phone, too, so...
Yes, ma'am. So just give me 1 second while I'm waiting on her to respond.
So after you do this, I should be able to go in on that website and fix everything?
Yes, ma'am. But I'm just trying to see if we just need to reset the PIN or what I need to completely reopen.
Okay. Because I know I should have already had it. Like the $176 deposited into my bank by now, and I haven't. Found it yet?
I'm just still waiting on her to respond, ma'am.
Okay. No, it ain't. That's the only lot of the hand. Okay, where's another one? Huh? Well, I'm just asking. Yeah, why not? Yeah. No, it's hard to do it.
Okay, yes, ma'am. Okay. Hey, yes, ma'am. So I need to reopen your claim. All right, ma'am, have you ever had a name change? Hello? 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 Hello?
Are you still there?
Yes, ma'am. I need to reopen your claim.
You're having to reopen it?
Yes, ma'am.
So with you having to reopen it, how long will it take me to be able to get my payment?
Let me check on that part for you, ma'am.
Okay.
Hey, give me 1 second.
All right.
I'm gonna step away real quick and go talk to her about it.
Okay. Did you know they had my wrong birthday? You can ask me to get up. Thank you.
Okay, I'm sorry about that hole, ma'am. So it's not going to cause affect the time that you were supposed to receive your compensation. It's still on track. We'll just need to reopen so you can start back doing your certifications. And we're just, I just fixed your birthday, ma'am.
Okay.
All right. Are you a U.S. citizen?
Yes.
Do you have difficulty speaking, reading, writing, or understanding English?
No, ma'am.
Is English your preferred language?
Yes, ma'am.
Do you consider yourself disabled?
No.
And did you serve on active duty in the United States Armed Forces for more than 180 days?
Like in the military?
Yes, ma'am.
No.
And what's the highest grade that you completed in school?
11.
And was your ID number 1704865?
Yes, 4865.
Okay. Hey, if you are approved for benefits, you have options to receive your payments, direct deposit into your checking or savings account, or the Album Advantage prepaid benefits card. Prepaid benefits card will take an additional 5 to 7 days to be delivered to you after your approval for payments, and there are fees that may be charged for certain activities. If you have a checking or savings account, we recommend direct deposit. Which would you prefer?
Direct deposit.
Hey, what bank is it for, ma'am?
Just 1 second. It's for the Virgo Bank, V-A-R-O. Let me find my card.
And is it mobile banking or is it a traditional bank that you can walk into?
It's a mobile bank.
Yes, ma'am. So as of August of last year, we're only able to take the traditional banks that you can walk into.
Mm-hmm.
So did you have anything else or did you want to just do the card?
Just do the card, I guess, since you can't do it through the mobile bank.
Hey, so now I just have to read you the disclosure for the card.
Okay.
You've indicated that you wish to receive your unemployment benefits by the Album Advantage prepaid benefits card. If you already have a tan-colored Album Advantage card, that card is good until valid-through date on the card, and payments will be made to your existing Album Advantage prepaid benefits account once your claim is approved. Otherwise, the card will be mailed to you after your first payment is approved. By law, we require to disclose the following information regarding your new Album Advantage prepaid account. The Album Advantage prepaid benefits card is issued by Comerica Bank. Comerica charges no monthly fee, no per purchase fee, a $0 network ATM withdrawal fee, and a $1.30 out of network fee. There is no fee for ATM balance inquiries. There is a $1 inactivity fee charged after 12 months with no activity. Comerica Bank charges two other types of fees. There are the card replacement fee, which is $4 for regular delivery and $19 for expedited delivery. An international transaction fee, which is 2% of the transaction amount. Please note the customer service and card replacement fees can be lowered depending on how and where the card is used. See the long form disclosure for ways to access your funds and balance information for no fee. The long form disclosure for this prepaid card can be accessed by calling 800-499-2035 or online at www.labor.alabama.gov. There is no overdraft or credit feature. Your funds are eligible for FDIC insurance. For general information about prepaid accounts, visit cfpb.gov. Find details and conditions for all fees and services in the cardholder agreement. Do you wish to continue with your selection of the Album Advantage prepaid benefits card?
Yes.
Hey, what's your mailing address?
306 Catherine Drive, Albertville, Alabama, 35951.
And is your residence address different from your mailing address?
Yes, it is.
Hey, what's your residence address?
726 Lazy Creek. I think it's Albertville. I just had to move in with my aunt, so I'm not too sure what the address is.
And did you, it's 726, what creek, ma'am?
Lazy, L-A-Z-Y.
Okay, and did you happen to know what the zip code is?
I don't. Hang on and I can look on here and see on a piece of her mail.
And has your address changed since the last time you filed?
Yes, because it was 3083.
Hey, what's a good phone number for you, ma'am?
256-960-0271.
Hey, just to verify, I have your mailing address is 306 Catherine Drive, Albertville, Alabama, 35951. And your residence address is 726 Lazy Creek Road, Albertville, Alabama, 35950.
Yes.
And it is necessary to verify your identity. When filing for UC benefits, you will be asked to answer randomly generated questions. Which of the following addresses have you ever been associated with? 113 South Cahill Road, 507 Canyon Park Drive, 741 Crown Road, 913 South Pecan Street, or I've never been associated with any of these addresses?
113 Cahill Road.
And which of the following professional licenses have you ever held? Child psychiatry, critical care medicine, orthopedic surgery, radiation therapy, or none of the above?
None of the above.
And which of the following cities has a current or former association to you? Florence, Altoona, Birmingham, Prattville, or none of the above?
Altoona.
And did you receive notification that you have TRA certification?
What does that mean?
A trade readjustment allowance.
No.
And have you worked since the last time you filed?
No.
And are you just still looking?
Yes, I just filed an application at a gas station yesterday.
Okay. And has your phone number changed since the last time you filed?
No, ma'am.
And since the most recent Sunday, have you been mentally and physically able to work?
Yes.
Do you work for yourself, own a business, or are you a corporate officer for a business?
I don't work for myself.
Okay. And are you currently registered for or attending school or training?
No.
Are you available to accept full-time work?
Yes.
Are you available for all shifts in your normal trade or occupation?
Yes.
Have you applied for a pension or are you receiving a pension other than Social Security from an employer you have worked for in the last 18 months?
No.
And what was your job title?
I was a cashier and a sandwich maker.
And are you seeking work in your current occupation?
Like, am I looking for work?
Yes, ma'am. Are you seeking work in your current occupation?
Yes.
All right. And do you elect to have 10% of your weekly benefit check withheld for federal income tax?
Yes.
Hey. So that new PIN number, the correct one, is going to be 6287.
Okay.
Okay, so now I'm just going to read you the closing statements.
Okay.
The following instructions and telephone numbers are very important. It normally takes 2 to 3 weeks to process your unemployment claim. However, you must begin meeting unemployment claim requirements effective this week. The unemployment claim we just finished also registered you for work with the Alabama Career Center system. Your Career Center application remained active for 90 days. However, you're required to maintain an active Career Center application for the duration of your unemployment claim. In addition, you must either visit one of the Alabama Career Centers or log in at alabamaworks.alabama.gov and update your online resume. Failure to do so may result in an interruption in your benefits. You must be able and available to work and actively seeking full-time work each week that you claim benefits. Unemployment claims use calendar weeks that begin on Sunday and end on Saturday. You must follow weekly certification either by telephone or internet in order to claim your benefits for the previous week. Failure to make and complete a certification each week could result in a loss of benefits. If you choose to file via the internet, the web address is www.labor.alabama.gov. If you file via the telephone number you should call each week is 800-752-7389. Your weekly certifications can be made on Sunday through no later than 5 p.m. Friday, but not on Saturday. Make your first certification either by telephone or internet on next week. Ms. Hunter, we've completed your unemployment claim. Do you have any questions?
No, ma'am.
Hey, well, I'm sorry about that mix-up, ma'am.
It's all right.
Hey, well, thank you for calling the Alabama Unemployment Compensation Call Center. You have a great day, ma'am.
Okay.
Thank you.
All right.